This is the fourth lecture of Unit 9, Component 11. Home healthcare is another healthcare setting where technology is used to improve patient health while reducing the cost of healthcare. In this lecture, we will look at some of the technology that is useful in this setting. One of the goals of home care is to contribute to the overall well-being of a patient by allowing care to occur where they reside. It is common for frail and brittle diabetics, for instance, to need careful monitoring. Technologies are available for use in the home to monitor and report data to healthcare providers without the patient making a visit to the doctor. Interoperability of monitoring equipment allows for this to happen efficiently. One role of a person who is developing a monitoring system may be to incorporate an alert system that would give the provider information when an acute situation needs to be managed. In other units of Component 11, you have the opportunity to build skills in developing an alert. Ongoing development of knowledge and skills using standards for health information exchange will allow you to provide interoperability between home health technologies and other healthcare settings. The purpose of developing these skills is to improve the care of the patient while reducing the cost of care. It is commonly known that web-based communities are used to share discussion on topics that are of interest to many individuals. This philosophy carries over to health-related topics. The use of the internet and web-based patient and diagnosis-related communities are in common use today. Specialized healthcare websites are easily found through a quick Google search for information. Electronic personal health records, either maintained within portals of the patient's ambulatory healthcare setting or by the patients themselves, are valuable tools in the maintenance of health in the home. A newer area that is being explored is the use of robotics. For example, a robotic application using a joystick platform is being used with stroke patients to improve mobility. This application and others are included in the article, The Role of Human Factors in Home Healthcare, Workshop Summary, available at www.nap.edu, page 181. Technology is providing more assistance for monitoring sensory movement in homes. Homes that utilize sensory movement technologies to provide data about the mobility and activity of an individual patient are considered homes with smart technology, as noted in Human Factors in Home Healthcare. It is also becoming more common practice for healthcare providers and patients to communicate by email. Because of state and federal legislation around privacy and security, healthcare providers may need to consider liability. Issues related to home healthcare and the interoperability of systems between home and the other healthcare settings are similar. Regardless of the setting, when health information is exchanged, state and federal laws about privacy and security of information need to be followed. This includes following technical standards that are mandated by legislation. These technical standards will be covered in depth in other units in Component 11. Results of some research projects that support the applications of technology in home healthcare are accessible through a Google search. In this slide, we begin to look at research that has been done on the use of computer games to detect dementia in the elderly. A research paper called Monitoring Computer Interactions to Detect Early Cognitive Impairment in Elders was presented at the Proceedings of the First Distributed Diagnosis and Home Healthcare Conference in 2006 in Arlington, Virginia. Some of the highlights that Jimison and colleagues discussed were the development of monitoring software, participant recruitment and testing for computer anxiety, and installation and training. Since Component 11 focuses on infrastructure, the discussion in this paper about the software monitoring system may be useful to you. The software was built to collect data about the interaction of the elder's use of the keyboard and mouse. This data was transferred to a secure server at the research site for analysis of the cognition of the elder. The concepts of data privacy and security discussed elsewhere in this component are important to keep in mind. Another interesting research paper called the Embedded Assessment of cognitive performance with elders' use of computer games in a residential environment was presented at the workshop on the cognitive science of games and gaming in 2006. Jemison and colleagues demonstrated in this paper how the use of work and memory games, matching games, and a game called Free Cell aided in the assessment of cognition of elders living in their homes. The games are useful in that the software monitors the elders' performance. As stated in the presentation, motor speed, average word length, and word frequency, known as word complexity, verbal fluency, and dimensions of cognition, are embedded in the infrastructure of the software that collects the data when the elder plays the games. The researchers have developed a software architecture model that may be of interest to those of you that may want to work specifically with home health care and elderly cognition projects. This paper also provides the information on the software architecture. Another application of technology in home health care is an electronic pill box for Parkinson's patients with complicated daily schedules for medication. Compliance for these patients may be difficult due to impaired cognition. A detailed discussion of an electronic pill box can be found in a presentation by Hayes called An Electronic Pill Box for Continuous Monitoring of Medication Adherence from the proceedings of the 27th Annual International Conference of the IEEE Engineering in Medicine and Biology, 2006. As discussed in this presentation, the quality of care of the patient was enhanced with timely alerts. In Component 11, you will have practice in the development of an alert system. In this case, the alert is for the patient rather than the provider. However, the data collected in the prototype MedTracker could be analyzed for further patient adherence. It is common knowledge and further substantiated in the research presented in this unit that the growth of the aging population is upon us. The research presented provides a glimpse of what is occurring today in some homes. The interchange of the health data being collected from the home is important to those who work with the infrastructures of software and hardware in the home healthcare setting. As technology grows, the privacy and security of the information collected continues to be of concern. Healthcare standards for interoperability and state and federal laws will need to be adhered to for successful implementation.